Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
Time now to be joined by one of our favorite guests. I don't know why he always responds to you. Every time you reach out to him, he's like, yeah, for sure. It's because he's a stand-up guy. He is a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle. He is a two-time Tom Mulhern Stand-Up Guy Award winner, which is the award that I care most about. I'm guessing it's slightly below the Pro Bowls for him. And he's hoping to someday be a Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers as well. It is our friend Kenny Clark on Wilde and Tausch. Kenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, where are those trophies for the stand-up guy? You got those prominently displayed in your like on your fireplace or something back home?
Yep, I got them on the fireplace in Green Bay. Yep.
Thank you very much. What are the couple of days before camp actually kicks off? You guys are scheduled to report Sunday. What are those like for you? Are you still at home in California? What's kind of the Kenny Clark schedule? You trying to get in some fun things before it's time to get back to work? What do you got going on right now?
I've just been working out. I leave tomorrow morning. So, I've just been here working out, man.
Us too.
Just getting my body ready. Yes. Just get my body right.
Well, we look forward to your arrival and this season. Tausch has tons of questions about this defense. You and I have talked about it during the offseason in the locker room. I am curious, though, just is your anticipation or excitement different for this year than it has? I mean, because you're an old man now. You're up to 28 years old. We finally got to the point where you don't have draftees who are older than you, although Michael Pratt, I think, might be close. Is it different? Is the vibe for you different with the new defense, with your expectations for this team? Is it any different coming back this year than it has been in other years?
I just think, you know, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of buzz going into the year. It's a lot different of a buzz than it was last year, for sure. And it's something that, you know, I've been used to, my whole career, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm excited, man. I'm excited about everything. You know, we got high expectations for ourselves, as a defense and, as a team overall. So, it's an exciting year. You know what I'm saying? It should be exciting. You know, we finished off the year strong last year. Got a lot of young pieces coming back, a lot of guys that's hungry, a lot of vets in key spots, and had a great offseason as far as, you know, free agency and bringing guys in. So I think we got a lot of high expectations and a lot of great players in our locker room. And I think just overall with the team, it's just the most competitive team, that I've been a part of. Just talking about depth, I think in my past years we had a lot of teams that, at the top of the roster, you know, we had a lot of great players, but I truly believe that, the competition on this team is great. We got a lot of guys in a lot of different spots, and I'm excited about getting out there with them.
Kenny, I thought last year would have been really interesting from your perspective, because your whole career you had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and it was championship or bust mentality. And then last year you kind of said it, the expectations, there wasn't the buzz of, well, this is this, and because there was that unknown about having a quarterback that we hadn't seen a lot. How much different was it? You were going to do what you need to do, but was it nice to not have that burden of expectations, or do you like it more because what you're having this year will be those expectations are going to be back to the same as what it was with Aaron Rodgers because of the success that you had in the postseason last year?
Yeah, I don't think the expectation changed. Like, we always trying to win the Super Bowl, and you know, that's the main goal. But like, yeah, I mean, it was a lot different. Yeah, just like you said, just with the unknown, you know, with everything. But I mean, at the end of the day, it don't change. We still gotta go out there and play. We still gotta go out there and play ball how we know how. And Green Bay is all about winning championships, and you know, that's just the mentality.
No question. So can you explain what you've learned so far under Jeff Hafley, how much different it'll be for you? Because we on the outside here, well, they're going to be able to be a lot more aggressive. There's going to be more press coverage. But for you, who we see, I don't know what it is about the Minnesota Vikings with you, but every time you watch tape, you annihilate. Like, I think you put one center into retirement from Minnesota. And the way you get pushed, you as a defensive lineman, you want to be in the backfield wreaking havoc. And it wasn't always something you could do under the old system. Is that going to change? Can you just kind of get into how excited you are and what is it going to look like how much different will it be for fans watching Kenny Clark this year?
Yeah, I just think, man, it's just the system in itself just allows us to all play fast. It allows us to just, you know, get upfield, you know what I'm saying? And it's not something that that we've been doing the last couple years. You know, I'm happy that we played in the 3-4, and we got a chance to learn, like, the techniques, you know, of the game and all that kind of stuff and playing the game the right way. And I think now it's just allowing us to just cut it loose and not have to think so much, not have to play with so much, like, true technique and be swearing the gap. We can use our athletic ability. We can, you know, cross center blocks. We can do so much, you know what I'm saying, so much that we can do within the play. We got so much, you know, freedom, and the 4-3 is just truly just ran off the, it's truly just led off the front, you know, and you know, we got to be great up front, and I think we got the guys to do it. We got a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying. We got a lot of depth, you know, in every spot on the defensive line. So we're just gonna be able to keep guys rolling in, and I just love it. I just love the whole scheme, the philosophy, and just how everything going.
So I think it's fair to say you like the concept of a 4-3 and that freedom, maybe a little bit more than what you did. And I've been excited about Carl Brooks. You mentioned depth. Carl Brooks was an impact cat last year when he got his opportunities. Are you as excited about Carl Brooks, and maybe are there any other young guys that you look like and think, man, I'm excited to be playing next to this guy?
Yeah. Carl's going to be a beast, man. He brings the right mentality every single day. He's a guy that wants to get better, and you know, that's what I love about him. And I mean, he can rush. You know, he can, as everybody can see. You know what I'm saying, his inside move, just how elusive he is. You know, same thing with DY, kind of the same kind of player. DY is, you know, just an athletic freak. You know what I'm saying, and I love playing with him and the things that he can do. But I mean, we got a lot of guys, man. You know, Kobe. I've been training with Kobe this whole off season. For majority of the off season, just love the mentality that he brought into the off season. Just wanted to, you know, get some work in. He came down to California for a couple weeks, and you know, we've been hitting it hard together, and it's been good to be with him. You know, TJ, and TJ's a dog, man. He's the guy that we all lean on, and you know, he's a, you know, a strong big guy in there, and you know, TJ the dog in the middle. So you know, we got a lot of guys, you know, up front. You know, J4 had a great great OTA. Love his mentality and what he brought in OTA. So we got a lot of guys. We got a lot of guys, and it's going to be a lot of competition, you know, coming into camp.
Talking with three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle and two-time Mully Award winner Kenny Clark on Wilde and Tausch, who, by the way, talk about stand-up guys. I don't think he missed anyone on the defensive line there.
Covered.
Like, that's leadership
covered
right
group.
There, right?
Good teammate right there. That's
exactly.
A good teammate, Kenny Clark.
Yeah,
Kenny,
I had to think fast.
Yeah, no, that was good. That's why you're an award winner. Kenny, you keep talking about how many guys you got. We got a lot of guys. But I was talking to you during the off-season program, and you were talking about how much you guys are going to rotate and this idea of wanting you guys to be able to really be attacking. Well, that also uses a lot of energy. So help fans understand what we're going to be seeing from a rotational basis. Obviously, you don't want Kenny Clark on the sideline a lot, but is it going to be different? Are we going to see more combinations and more guys trotting out there after a few, you know, I don't know how many plays you're going to play in a row. Six tops? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the huge question, you know, for me, is just knowing, you know, how many snaps I'm going to play this year and all that kind of stuff. Like, over my career, like, I've been playing close to almost 60 snaps or the high 50s, which is crazy, you know, for a defensive tackle. So, I think, you know, I think we're going to rotate a lot. We're going to rotate a lot. And I think just with this defense, you know, you kind of got to. And, you know, when we talk about the style of defense we want to play, you know, we want to be running to the ball every play, you know, getting in the backfield and all kind of stuff. You got to be fresh. You know what I'm saying? You got to be fresh to be able to do that and to be able to do it consistently at a high level. And I think we're going to be rotating a bunch.
Well, I'm glad you're finally going to get as much time off as Jesse and Tausch take from this show. All right, so here's another thing that I'm wondering. Are your days as a nose tackle over? Because that is at times a thankless and statistically not fun job to do. And I know you've done it a lot. You were productive on the at end in the 3-4 a lot. I know you've played mostly 3-4, I think, your whole life, or at least college and the pros. So how does your role specifically change in terms of where you're going to line up? Are you going to be a 3-tech all the time? What's it going to look like?
Yeah, man, it's been a sad, you know, couple years. Like I've been slowly just moving away, you know, from nose tackle. I've been playing nose tackle since I was a kid. Like, that's been my first position, and it's been something I've always been playing. But I'm gonna be primarily a 3-tech. You know, when we slide the front, you know, I'll be able to play nose and all that kind of stuff. But primarily, I'll be a 3-tech.
Okay.
Now that you're going to be doing a little more 3-tech, I always envision, like, one of, you know, Aaron Donald, obviously great 3-tech. Warren Sapp, when I played, that was kind of the gold standard. Who are you looking at? Is there someone from a pass rush standpoint that you're kind of looking at and saying, yeah, I wouldn't mind having some moves like that? Or is there a 3-tech that you're kind of looking at and saying, I like the way this guy plays?
I watch all kind of guys. Like, I mean, Geno Atkins was my favorite player growing up, like coming out of college.
Forklift.
So, I still like
big forklift guy.
Yeah, I still watch a lot of his film. He's a great power rusher. I still watch, you know, Mike D's film. I watch Quinnen Williams, Sheldon Rankins, you know, Malik Collins, you know, Javon Hargrave, Chris Jones. I watch all these guys, you know. You know, Aaron Donald, all those guys. I try to, you know, take something from their game or just see, you know, see what they're seeing on the field. But, you know, I'm a fan of all those guys' game.
I remember doing that story about all the people you watched and then reminding you there are a bunch of young guys now in the league that are saying, I watch Kenny Clark. I really like watching Kenny Clark. Kenny, a couple of tough questions that I have to ask you. Okay, you know that I like to ask you the tough questions. You've dealt with me for a long time. First, how much better are you guys going to be as a team against the run in this system, or is it going to be a little bit of a challenge? And I ask you that because your former teammate, Brian Bulaga, who joins us every week, was talking about how in this system the concept is kind of playing the run on the way to the quarterback as you're trying to be disruptive. And when I hear him say that, I do wonder if, hey, one guy gets moved out of his gap, or you guys are, somebody's a little more aggressive than you wanted to be, that could maybe create some creases for running backs. How's the run defense going to look and be successful this year?
I think sometimes it can kind of be like a boom or a bust, you know, at times when you're running this type of system, you know. But that's just the pros and the cons, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, of the system. But you know, I think we're gonna get a lot of TFLs. I think you know, just playing the game, you know, how we gonna play it, just getting more TFLs is gonna put guys behind the sticks more. And I think, you know, throughout my years, we've been one of the top, you know, passing teams, pass rushing teams in the league. And the more we can get guys in second and 12, and longer situations, you know, on those early downs, you know, it's gonna be better for us. Like, I think just like in the 3-4, it wasn't like guys were having long runs against us. It was a lot of like bleeding yards, like a lot of 4-yard gains, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of third and fours, a lot of second and sixes, like, you know what I'm saying. And I think, you know, we can stop guys on them early downs, you know, get them and just, you know, based off the system alone, just getting more TFLs and all that kind of stuff, getting guys behind the sticks, it's going to put us in more situations where teams can't just run the ball on us or feel like they can just line up in second and six and be able to run the ball and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Kenny.
And more pass rush situations, too, for Kenny and Rashawn. If you get them second and 11, third and 7+. So that all goes hand-to-hand is trying to figure out how to stop the run.
All right, Kenny, last two things so you can get packed up and come see us here in Green Bay. First, the last time I remember a player signing his contract on the start of training camp, it was you when you got your last extension. I'm wondering if, with Jordan's contract situation, is that something that you guys as his teammates are paying attention to? Because I've been arguing with Tausch, saying, I know Jordan's a great teammate, and he's one of the guys, and he wants to always do the right thing. But with the amount of money we're talking about him potentially getting and the amount of money he's scheduled to be paid this year, if I was him, I would say, hey, I'm not going to practice until this thing is done. And I feel like his teammates would totally support him and understand that. I'm wondering, from your perspective, are you just not paying attention to it, or do you kind of see where I'm coming from in that view?
I mean, I see where you're coming from, but I mean, I think Jordan, the quarterback of the team, it's going to be done. I think they do a good job with handling that stuff, and I got full confidence that, you know, they get all that stuff done, and it probably won't get to that. So.
Okay, now I've saved the toughest question for last. And if you want to be, if you want to shut me down the next time I approach you at your locker, you go right ahead. But I have to ask. Look, Tausch teases me all the time that if I was the general manager, I would be re-signing everyone. You know, Jordy Nelson would still be playing wide receiver with you guys.
Good man.
but you know what I think of you as a player and as a dude. And my opinion, not yours, this is me saying it as me, I can't believe they didn't extend you during the offseason and have that taken care of. That's my opinion. So you're going into a contract year, and you don't have a deal in place at this point. I know you mentioned to us during the offseason program that there have been some talks. You didn't really know where they stood. Are you approaching this as possibly your last year as a Packer? And how does that influence your mentality, if at all?
Man, I approach it the same every year, man. Like, this is what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? This is what I love to do. I love football. I love being out there with my teammates. I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the extra stuff, you know, get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I love what, you know, football has done for me, you know, and my family. That's just my mentality. Whatever happens, it happens. I'm forever grateful. You know what I'm saying, for everything. So I'm just playing ball, man, and I'm excited to get out there with my teammates.
Kenny, do you guys still have a conditioning test? Like, do you have to run the gassers?
Tausch doesn't want to run.
Is there any of that stuff still? Which I always thought was crazy. Hey guys, come in. You just had a month. Run a bunch of gassers, and then we're gonna have a full padded practice the next day. Is there any of that? So the nervousness, or do you guys just come in and do like individual workouts now when you report?
We still got the conditioning test, but I don't know. I don't know if we got one this year. I don't know if we're doing one this year. That's a good question. But I mean,
Dang,
I ain't never really been worried about the condition of the chest. Like, the condition of the chest is just...
Oh, you're a beast.
Like, yeah, some gassers. Yeah, it's you know, it's just a quick run, a little 15-minute run.
Tosh is still worried about the conditioning testes, but
I'm still thinking, Todd, we got to run.
Yeah,
we
like,
still
got to
run those full gassers, and we got to be done in 55 seconds. Oh.
Yeah.
Kenny, it's always great to catch up with you. I will. I'll see you on Monday, and whatever happens this season, obviously we have loved the relationship we've had with you on this show, and I've loved covering you.
Hey, Kenny,
you, so.
Before you go, can you give us a quick scouting report on Wilde as a reporter?
Oh,
because
geez.
He's always so nice to you guys. He does this to me all the time. How do the guys in the locker room, do they think Jason's just a really sensitive, nice guy? Or how do you guys view Wilde when he comes through and he's going to interview you guys?
Nah, we love Jason, man. We love Jason. And he asks great questions. Like, he asks some questions that you gotta sit there and think about a little bit. You know, you gotta really, you know, you gotta have a real answer for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be
oh, I
answer,
know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm well aware. Yes, indeed.
Congratulations, Kenny, on your next Tom Mulhern Award. You've locked it up right now.
You just locked it up.
Kenny, we'll see you Monday. Thanks for all your time, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Yep.
Oh, man. You didn't tell me you were going to ask him that. That is Kenny Clark.
I knew I was going to throw something. Yeah.
The Packers defensive
Kenny,
tackle.
Kenny, I love you. You're such a good player. I would have signed you to a multi-million-dollar extension in the offseason.
You know I
know
would
you
have.
I
That's
know
not
you
phony.
I just love that. That was fun. That was fun.